Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob, do you remember the first game ever played at Three Rivers Stadium, July 16th, 1970? Pirates
vaguely.
Reds 3, Pirates 2?
Vaguely.
How old were you then? Not to give away your age. No, I was only 5 years old.
I was 10.
And I didn't live here.
I was 10. Yep.
I just looked it up. I'm doing a piece on something related to Three River Stadium because it's the 50th anniversary.
How 50th old are anniversary, we that's right.
50th anniversary of Three River Stadium. What a matchup it was. 48,000 some people were there. Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Willie Stargell, Al Oliver, Doc Ellis facing Gary Nolan on the mound. I wish I was there, Bob.
Did they have Cesar Geronimo on that team or the big bopper Foster or I'm trying to think
no.
Who else came across the big red machine? Or is that too
before Rose
them?
Was not, I don't know, was Pete Rose there yet? I don't know. He wasn't in the lineup.
What a lineup Foster. That was, by the way.
No Joe Morgan. Oh, my God, yes. The Big Red Machine, one of the great lineups of all time. And if a couple of things had gone the Pirates' way in some of their battles against the Reds, like that Bob Moose wild pitch, the Pirates might have had a shot at a dynasty in the 70s, Bob, or certainly more than one, more than two. They had two. They might have had three or four.
Yeah, they and the Reds were the team that stood in their way. And the Moose Wild pitch is one of those you'll remember. If you were there to see it regardless of your age or if you watched it on television or whatever, that was one of those moments.
Terry Francona comes out and says it's time to change the name of the Cleveland Indians. Washington Redskins are going to change their name after Daniel Snyder saying and maintaining for years that it would never happen, Bob. And I would imagine Francona's stance is probably with some people in Cleveland, not popular, but he came out and said it. And that name is going to change, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that that has to. I think the logo was, if you're going to be offended by anything, it was that logo, which they did get rid of. Redskins is a name that should be changed. Daniel Snyder has fought against it, and the league didn't make him do anything. It's not until you get the pushback by the big money companies, and that's what's happened, I think, in this situation. In a time when there's no football yet, and generally you're going to be lost revenue across the board, regardless of how they play this season, I think that is something that certainly triggered it. But it's been around forever, and the league had chances to do this before. This has been a talking point, but it's never happened. As far as the Indians, the name itself, I've talked to people who have Native American ancestry and history, and I don't know that they're all offended by that, the name of Indians or Braves, for example. But the Redskins is certainly one that is due for a change.
Way past due. I mean, it's incredible that here we are in 2020, and there's a football team called the Redskins. I wrote about this, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and Roger Goodell at that time, he had gone to Congress and said he claimed that the word Redskin represents, quote, a unifying force that stands for strength, courage, pride, and respect. This guy was sending letters to Congress in the year 2013 defending this name. Goodell was. And I've maintained with a lot of these types of things that, sure, there's Native American groups that would say we don't have a problem with this, but there's enough that say they do have a problem with it, a major problem, that this one certainly needed to change a long time ago. I remember speaking with a woman, Lenora Dingus was her name, and she's a member of Seneca Nation, which is part of the Iroquois Confederacy. She was teaching at the time at CCAC, and she just said this to me: Redskins is derogatory and blatantly racist. So when I hear that from someone whose opinion means a lot more than mine, I just can't believe, Bob, that this was a thing in 2020 still. But again, until, you said it, until big money gets behind change, it's really hard to achieve.
Right, and you know, FedEx pays, what, $205 million for the naming rights down there. All these other companies, too, including Pepsi, now have gotten on. And when that happens, Nike. Then Daniel Snyder, who's all about money, Nike. But Daniel Snyder's all about money, and I see now the three of his minority investors went out. So, you know, he's backed into a corner now, and it's good. It has to happen. It should have happened, and it will happen, and that's fine. But, Joe, what do you think about the other ones? I don't come to any nicknames don't. Generally speak, I don't even, you know, I look at just teams. I'm not focused on a lot of nicknames, because if you want, you can get crazy with every nicknames, even the Pirates, and say, well, that has some history. I don't think any of it was intended to do, generally, these nicknames, to do anything but honor instead of, now the Redskins is the big exception to that, and I felt that way for a while, but, you know, the bottom line is, there are bigger problems that need to be solved that go beyond nicknames, and I hope that in that case that happens.
I hear that, but I also think sometimes change starts in very small areas. And yeah, I'm not necessarily offended by some of these, but again, it's not me whose opinion matters most here. It's the people who would be offended by it. I'm with you that the Indians logo is more offensive to me than the name, but what's more offensive, I don't know, honestly, to Native American groups. That would be the key question for me. And it's interesting that Francona comes out and favors a name change, that he went on the record with that, Bob, because like I said, I would imagine in some circles in Cleveland, that's probably not popular.
Well, I think there's a lot of back and forth on what's popular and what's not. I think, you know, when you see Ron Rivera go on the record and talk about it, you have an employee who's your highest paid employee down in Washington making those comments. So you know that they've discussed it and they're going to move on with it. And the next thing will be come up with a new name. I don't think you have to abandon colors. You know, some people bring that up even. I don't, you know, to me, that's really going down the line. I don't look at anything except it looks like a nice uniform match with that color combination, but that's it. But the name itself will be changed. And from what I hear and what I read, it looks like it's going to be done before this season ever starts.
What should the new nickname be?
I have no idea.
What I kind of like Washington.
I mean,
Washington Wild Things. The Washington, I thought of this the other day, the Washington Universal Windows Direct. You like that one?
How about the Washington Riverhounds?
Maybe that too. I haven't seen some of these suggestions.
How about the Washington Generals? How about the, I mean, there are so many names that come out. I was looking at the booking sites here, and they all come up with these odds about what you think the name will be.
You don't want to be associated with a team that intentionally lost every game it ever played, though. The Washington Generals. How about the Washington Monuments?
I don't know.
What's wrong with that one?
Well, because most of them are being torn down. Oh, I don't know.
Not the Washington Monument. That one's still up, Bob. They could have the monument.
Good.
The actual monument on the side of their helmets. You like it?
No. I don't know what I like, quite frankly. Whatever the name is, it is. I'm not going to – I don't have an opinion one way or the other on that. I don't. I'm not good with nicknames. I don't think I pay attention to nicknames generally. I just look at the team, where they're from, and how they play. And how they play has been bad. If Dan Snyder ever wanted to change a brand at the right time, this would be it also, because that team stinks and has stunk for many, many years. So maybe a brand change would also...
I thought you would be more... more inspired today to come up with a name change. It sounds like the setting, and it sounds like the settings that Hemingway wrote in. You have chimes chiming and birds tweeting, and I would imagine beautiful scenery all around you. I thought you might be more inspired, Bob. And can I give you a little time to come up with a nickname?
No. I'm not inspired at all for a nickname. I don't, whatever they are, they are. Do you really concern yourself with nicknames?
Yes. I'm very interested in what their new nickname will be. Very interested, as a matter of fact.
What about your
Cleveland
team in Buffalo?
Baseball team. The Buffalo Bills has always been sort of a weird nickname and a weird logo. It used to be the Buffalo looked like it was drugged on the side of the helmet, just standing there in a field.
And they've played like so that for many years.
They did. And then they put that little, like, bolt of lightning through it or whatever to indicate the Buffalo is actually moving. But the Buffalo Bills, it makes sense, you know, linguistically. It sounds good, which is sometimes more important than what it actually means. But, yes, Buffalo Sabres is one of the great nicknames and logos in all of sports, Bob. Of course I care about nicknames.
Okay, well, then you care more than I do, because I don't really care what the nickname is. I just want to see people play, and I
what
hope
about the
we
Pittsburgh
do
Steelers?
Get that chance.
The Pittsburgh Steelers is one of the great nicknames of all time for a team, is it not?
Sure, yes. But, I mean, I don't know. You make it sound like you – I mean, they are what they are. I just – you know, I don't know. I don't find myself sitting there coming up with a list of names for teams. That's their prerogative. They can do what they want, and whatever it may be, I don't know. What would be your seriously? What would be your take since you're into it a lot?
I told you the Washington Monuments, with a picture of the Washington Monument on their helmet.
That is one of the leading trends per odds about what it will be. Yes, so that
do
could
you have
be it.
The odds there?
No, I saw that last night when I was in for the showdown. I don't have them in front of me.
Well, up next, Bob, I want to ask you about fans in the stands and tell you about two professional leagues that are going to begin allowing fans in the stands this week. It's Cook and Joe with Palm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.